Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to another Matt Farney Talks podcast. I greatly appreciate you. Thank you. I want to talk again about the subject of employee shortages, staffing concerns, low morale, high turnover, just not the staff lined up outside the door like we used to have, where if somebody quit, no problem, there's somebody right there. We got a stack of applications on our desk. So when we think about this, we typically will say that's just how it is. It's just hard to find good people. So, and this isn't, it might be getting worse, but it's kind of always been hard to find the right fit for our companies. And I want to throw in a different spin on what I think. Okay. So when we look at companies and we look at what are we there for? What's our goal? What's our end game? We are there to sell product. We're there to make things to sell. We're there to service customers. We're there to do something for a customer, whether it's retail or not. We still have a customer. And we've always been ingrained. It's always been ingrained in us that the customer comes first. It's always the customer. The customer is always right. The one thing that you don't hear and the one thing you don't seem to see is the value an employee brings on a daily basis. And how we as a company are supporting our staff. And I know that a lot of you are going to say, well, we offer a paycheck and we have 401k and we have benefits and all these things. Well, what I want to say is what's the day-to-day treatment of an employee? Do they have the right tools? So some people work better with this tool and some people might work better with this tool. Some people might work better with this process and some people might work better with that process. I've always been the one that will come out and say something, but not most employees won't say anything. They will act it out. If they're not happy, they're just going to back off on their motivation. They're not going to work as hard. They're not going to show up as much. They're telling you something, but they're not coming out and saying it. So when we think about what do we do when workers aren't working? What do we do? Some companies do this on a regular basis. They give quarterly reviews. They'll review, or yearly, whatever your time span is, you review your workers. Well, if it was me, what I would suggest is to turn the table and review the company. And so some companies will have the worker fill out the form before they come in to the meeting. And at first I didn't understand this, but the more I think about it, the more I agree. Because it gives you the time to sit there with yourself and really honestly think. And even if you don't write it down, even if you're not honest with yourself, you're thinking about it. Because if you're aware that you haven't been given 100%, or if you're well aware you're struggling with something, then it's hopefully it will help you to change as a worker. So what I suggest is reversing the table and giving the review to the company. And having real life workers' concerns or thoughts, opinions, written in a form of a question like you do with workers. How's your attitude? How do you communicate? Do you support your staff when they have a problem? So when we look at our companies and say, customers are first. We have to work for our customers. We're there for our customers. We must be there for our workers. Because just a paycheck and 401k isn't enough. if your workers out in the job and they don't feel like they have the support of the company, if they feel like they're just hung out to dry, that's bad. That's very bad. And the problem is, so many times the worker will start acting out because they're not happy, and then they'll start to be the target of the problem. The worker's the problem now. However, there's another problem that started their problem. I know that sounds confusing, but if we don't start to focus on supporting our staff and being there for our staff, their staff, we're just going to have a rotating door, and it's just never going to be fixed. If you do something, even if it just means having meetings with your management and trying to find ways that you can make it a better working environment. Maybe the back room's a mess. Maybe the staff is short and they don't have enough time to clean. Instead of yelling at them and making them work harder to clean it, maybe get your management staff back there to help clean. I mean, it's little things like that that'll make a huge difference. I'm not saying work with them all day long. You got other things you need to do. But show them that you're there for them. Be there. And don't just say you're there. Honestly, be it. Be there. Be a frontline leader. And that's why I developed and wrote my workbook, Entry-Level Management Training. And it's focused on helping people to see flaws, to see areas of improvement, to see what can I do to be a good leader? How can I be a good manager? Because if we expect our staff to be their best for the company, is it too much to ask that the boss be their best for the workers and for the company? So just think about it. Just let that kind of run around in your head. Just, I don't know, it might work for you, it might not, but that's just some thoughts I had, and I just wanted to get them out there. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and take care. Thank you.